League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What job do you think opens yourself up to crazy, angry people? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. This comes up because, oddly, in the New York Post the other day, there's this article about working at Disney World can be an abusive nightmare.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they call their employees cast members.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been coming forward saying that some of the people, like, they have to deal with are so crazy mean to them.
You mean, like, interactions with customers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I can see that. You know, I'll tell you something. There is a lot of stress working at a park. I worked at Six Flags, and same thing, cast members, and there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of customer service, and you have to be on point. And people are disappointed when they spend big bucks and they're there and they got to wait to get on Tower of Terror. They got to say, kid drop their glasses on Space Mountain or something like that. People freak out, man.
Well, it's true. And it actually brings me back to this article that went viral back in July where, well, this happened.
Okay.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says a woman punched a Disney worker in the face when her fast pass would not work at the Tower of Terror ride. The 23-year-old guest is accused of pushing buttons at the podium that could have affected the ride. The employee pushed her away, the woman punched her in the face.
My gosh.
Disney officials tell the Sentinel that they issued a lifetime ban on the woman.
Yep.
Well, that seems like a good response right there, plus an arrest. I'm looking for a felony on that. When you're pressing buttons with machinery, you don't really understand. But I also get the point where you're like, press that button faster.
It's red. Just push the button.
Go.
Red. It's
go.
Red.
Just
quick.
We're waiting.
No one's looking.
Let's
no one's looking.
This
see what happens.
They're totally off.
Right. Yeah. But I got to think, like, it's got to be difficult. So my daughter and I have been watching all these YouTube videos about, like, behind the scenes at Disney World just because we think it's fascinating.
Well, it is.
That whenever a cast member at Disney World is dealing with somebody that's very difficult,
right,
they'll refer to them as a treasured guest.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That's good. That's right.
Yeah.
Kill them with kindness.
Oh, you're
but it's a label.
Or if they say, have a magical day,
right.
We saw somewhere.
That, it's totally dismissive.
Yeah, it's,
have a magical day is like, I'm done with you.
Right. It's like pointing a certain finger at you.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get that.
But what do you think other jobs that you could have that just open you up to crazy, angry people?
Well, you know what? I was going to go DMV, but you know, but really this week, though, really I'm feeling the call center thing. So, you know, I'd switch providers. I got the new phones on Friday.
Yep.
It took like seriously like 24 hours. It was an absolute nightmare. And I must have lost it like four times in this thing. And it's not like I want to bring harm to people in call service centers or whatever. No, but I want to like rehabilitate them. I've had a come to Jesus moment a couple days later. I've relaxed about it. And now I want to like rehabilitate them. Like when you find a raccoon with like a broken leg.
Yep.
Or like an eagle that's got like a busted wing, or a dog that can't use one of his legs and they put him on a roller skate, that kind of thing. Like, I want to do that same thing for people working in call centers right now. I don't care what your accent is. I want to help you.
It's so funny you
wanna
bring that up. They call me every single day.
Right. Look
saying
at,
that I
look
owe
at
them
the anger.
These back taxes on this car that I paid in full, and they're billing me 20 months after I've returned the car. When they called me yesterday.
Look at your eyes.
I go, take me off this list. I have sent you a certified letter with copies of all the like the bank statement. And it was like my mind was going to explode. And meanwhile, this person's like,
right now,
how's your day?
Your head, your brows are.
It's not good right now.
Your brows are furrowed. But imagine if like you washed that person off that's calling you like one of those oily ducks in the Dawn soap commercials and then set them free in a meadow and was like, run, call center person, run. And they were like, yay.
Okay, good.
See how much better you'd feel?
But there's got to be other jobs like this, too. What job do you have or do you know of that it just opens you up to crazy, angry people? Call us at 1-800-330-9999.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says a woman punched a Disney worker in the face when her fast pass would not work at the Tower of Terror ride.
Yep, not the most magical place in the world to work.
Well, Lizzie, that's high tension right there, man. You're out there. You got your two kids. One's in a stroller. They said they were going to ride in the stroller. Now you're carrying them. Daddy, buy me this. You spent $700. You're standing in this one line, and you've been there for 3 hours.
And you thought you reserved your fast pass 6 months ago at exactly 7 a.m. when they became available. You spent all year trying to get ready for this one trip, and now they're not going to wouldn't let you on the Tower of Terror.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't see the right email here. I'm sorry.
And the cast member gets punched in the face, which is terrible.
Oof.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. There's a whole article in the New York Post about how the cast members at Disney are treated so poorly by the guests. But it got us thinking, what job, besides being a cast member at Disney, opens you up to the most crazy, angry people? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I've been working in hotels for 20 years. My first job was Disney, but after that, I've been working for hotels for 20 years, especially on a full moon. All the crazies come out, and they are so mean for no reason.
Wait, is that a fact? On full moons, all the crazy people go to the hotels, and they just bunker down?
You know, I never believed it until I worked at hotels.
What do? They run in the hallways? Is there a run on linens?
Everyone's just on high tension for some reason, and crazy things happen. The most stressful days of the month are during the full moon for some reason.
I mean, who knew that?
Wow.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job opened you up to crazy, angry people?
I'm lucky I work in the back, but the front desk receptionist at a dental office.
Oh.
It's our fault that your whole mouth is rotted out.
Wow. Well, not a lot of empathy behind the glass either, though. You know what? It's funny.
Listen,
we were talking about...
I haven't had a teeth cleaned in 8 years.
Right, right.
I didn't do this.
Right. If you got meth mouth, that's nobody's fault but
your
own.
I mean, that's not disgusting. Right.
I will say this. Step it up with the appointment scheduling. All right? Come on. You're back there. You're just taking it easy. All right? You're taking it easy. I'm standing behind that glass smiling at you awkwardly this whole time. Let's just get that glass pulled back. Let's get my next appointment scheduled for February, and we'll both be on our way.
I don't want to be one of the crazy angry people, but explain to me how you sent me 300 notices that it's time for my cleaning, and when I call, you have nothing available for 4 more months. Why? Then why have you been stalking me every day?
We're better than that. We leave appointments open just for people that waited to last minute.
Oh. You know what? God bless you for doing that job.
You know, remember last time I went to the dentist, I took a photo with Boys Life and you ridiculed me.
Well, because it's weird.
Well, it's the only thing they have in there, that and Time magazine.
I mean, you're lucky they have magazines in there, even if they're 7 years old.
It's true.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job opened you up to crazy, angry people?
Oh, one of my friends, she used to work at behind the ticket kind of a major airline, and that's one of the jobs that you have to deal with a lot of crazy people. I mean, people just don't understand. Like, there's a thunderstorm, airplanes can't take off, and they come up there, God, they'll curse you out, they'll call you every name that you think of, you know?
Right.
Crazy, you know?
That's why I'm an elitist, and I have the first class card. Ooh, I just walk up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I have a quick conversation. They take my bags away. It's lovely. But you know who I do detest? The gate attendant. Oh, my God. Call these people with some order, Anna Zapp. When you say group one, I want you checking tickets. It's just chaos.
When Raven rolls up to an airline flight, it's got to be the most obnoxious thing in the whole entire world.
Oh, man. If I could have, Alibaba music playing in the background and people carrying me, it'd be even better. And Raven, what job opens you up to the most angry people?
I know everybody has experienced this, but I'm an emergency room nurse. And I only see happy people in this earth, so every time I touch somebody, it's a problem.
You're dealing with somebody that's in a terrible situation, either by their own doing or some other random act or whatever. It's rough. And then everybody you're talking to, you're pretty much giving bad news.
Right, because there's nobody coming there on a positive note.
Right,
nobody goes to the emergency room for a good reason.
To hang out.
Right.
Right.
It's like, hey, let's go see the nurses at the ER right now.
Right.
Nope.
And Ann Raven, what job do you deal with the most angry people at?
An emergency room nurse.
Oh,
we just heard that.
Right. We got the exact same call. The exact same call 2 seconds ago. Yeah, it's...
I don't want to get yelled at.
Right, right. Well, try and have a nice day with that, I guess.
Yeah. All right, on that note, have a fantastic day at work today. We're sure everything will be great.
Bye.
See ya. What do you say to that?
I don't know. 1-800-330. Have a good day at work. High five. 1-800-330-9999. What job opens you up to the most angry, crazy people? Give us a call. This is definitely the clip of the day.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says a woman punched a Disney worker in the face when her fast pass would not work at the Tower of Terror ride.
Right.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. New York Post just put a whole article, too, about how badly the cast members at Disney World have been treated, spit on, hit, all kinds of things. Crazy.
I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of tension. You want the perfect vacation getaway. This has been your dream. You take the family. The least you think is the line would be quick and everybody around you will just smile and go, Dad, great job.
But you know what?
Nope.
No. Being a cast member at Disney isn't only like the only job that opens you up to crazy angry people. 1-800-330-9999. What job opens you up to the most crazy nutty people? Hi, it's Ann on Raven.
Airline lost baggage worker.
Oh, well, why did you lose my bag? Why did you lose my... Did my bag fall out of the plane somewhere over the ocean? Why did you lose my bag?
What do you mean my bag's in Georgia? I'm not going to Georgia.
My underwear are in that bag. All right? My underwear.
You have to accept the fact that when you take that job, that you're going to catch a lot of angry people.
Yeah, I've never worked it, but I've seen it. I've been in there when my bag's been lost, and some people go off the wall.
Right. You mean, you know that when somebody gets transferred to that department, they're not long for the business.
Hi, Tana and Raven. What job opens you up to crazy angry people?
I am a nurse in a labor and delivery, and when we have moms that come in that have a baby human being coming out of their body without an epidural, look out. Mm.
Oh, but you see, you say that. I am sure you're getting like the screaming and all that, but you are also our savior. I think you have to remember that. You're all we have at this moment. All our faith and trust is in you. So you have to understand, we're taking that anger out of pure love.
She knows. You've done this twice. She's doing this seven times today.
Right.
She called. It's not your platform this time, Anna Zapp.
But we love you.
I'm with you, lady. It must be tough. It must be very tough. The She's labor- sweet now, but I can imagine what she was like that day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job opens you up to crazy, angry people?
Hi, I used to do insurance claims for auto insurance, and you can't hang up the phone when they're yelling at you and cursing you out because they got to an accident or they hit a deer or something like that.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
It's not usually good news from your insurer.
No. Yeah, and then you
No, and then they don't have their policy numbers.
Oh, right. I mean, who's carrying that, though? You're right. No, you're totally right. I bet you they get real, real mad when they figure out that they haven't paid in 5 months either. That's a tough one.
I've had that situation. That or they're not covered. They have no comprehensive coverage. And then next thing you know, it's our fault.
What do you mean I'm not covered for this Jaguar I just ran into? I've been paying $108 a month. I'm not covered? Oh, man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.